Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Christ has warned us that no human life would survive in our time unless he were to come back to shorten those days. And we have been talking about possibilities and scenarios as to how that could happen. We have talked about nuclear war, chemical, biological war, and other possibilities. But today I'd like to address two scenarios which could not have happened prior to our generation. And I also want to talk about the fact that Christ said when these things happen, they will happen very suddenly and unexpectedly. And again, from a historical example, I will show you how it can happen so quickly. First, I'd like to talk about dangerous AI warfare. And Politico wrote on September 2, "Some AI scientists believe the Pentagon has already started down a slippery slope by rushing to deploy the latest generations of AI as a key part of America's defenses around the world. Driven by worries about fending off China and Russia at the same time, as well as by other global threats, the Defense Department is creating AI-driven defensive systems that in many areas are swiftly becoming autonomous, meaning they can respond on their own without human input and move so fast against potential enemies that humans cannot keep up. Despite the Pentagon's official policy that humans will always be in control, the demands of modern warfare, the need to lightning-fast decision-making, coordinating complex swarms of drones, crunching vast amounts of intelligence data, and competing against AI-driven systems built by China and Russia, mean that the military is increasingly likely to become dependent on AI. That could prove true even ultimately when it comes to the most existential of all decisions, whether to launch nuclear weapons. That fear is compounded by the fact that there is still a fundamental lack of understanding about how AI actually works. So while the Pentagon is racing to implement new AI programs, experts are scrambling to decipher what gives AI its awesome power before humans become so dependent on AI that it will dominate military decision-making, even if no one ever formally gives it that much control. Most troubling to experts on AI and nuclear weapons is that it is getting harder and harder to keep decisions about targeting and escalation for nuclear weapons separate from decisions about conventional weapons. And if you think that that is something which is not happening soon, if at all it's going to be in the distant future, think twice. Here's an article by the Wall Street Journal from September 2. In a new frontier for warfare, Ukraine is using technology to allow groups of drones to communicate and make decisions independent of their operator. On a recent evening, Ukrainian drones flew under the cover of darkness to a Russian position and decided among themselves exactly when to strike. The assault was an example of how Ukraine is using artificial intelligence to allow groups of drones to coordinate with each other to attack Russian positions. Of course, we can be sure that the same technology exists for Russia, for China, for America, for Great Britain, for Europe, and other places. And as I mentioned before, these developments may happen suddenly and in a way that humankind is not even prepared for them. I'd like to bring up the question whether there's going to be civil war in Europe pretty soon. But not just only in Europe. Report 24 wrote on August 28. Europe is no longer a haven of security. Its peoples and societies are deeply divided. Trust in state institutions is in free fall. The economic foundation is crumbling. The risk factors for civil war have long been present. The only question is when the spark will ignite. The parallels to Yugoslavia in the 1990s are unmistakable. There too, people lived in a deceptive normality until shortly before the escalation. Public life still functioned. People still went to work. The cafes were still full. Until suddenly, nothing was normal anymore. And neighbors who had lived side by side for decades became enemies. Think of Christ's words when he said, well, you know, they marry, they will be given in marriage, and they will eat and drink, and they will not know it until that day strikes. The article goes on to say, anyone who claims today that something like this could never happen in Paris or Paris, in Brussels or Berlin, and I might want to add, or Washington, D.C., or San Francisco, or Chicago, or Los Angeles, or London, is falling prey to the same dangerous self-deception that things will stay as they are just because they are so used to it. Trust in parliaments, governments, and the media regularly reaches historic lows in surveys. Anyone who ignores this development is endangering the survival of their own society. The question is not whether conflicts will escalate, but when and where they will begin. And when they begin, you know what the end result is going to be. As I said, the Bible warns us that devastating developments will occur suddenly and people will not be prepared for them. And that brings me to another example of crazy scientists. Neil Scope wrote on August 27, it's a technology that doesn't even exist yet, but its effects could be so drastically destructive that scientists in the field are calling for it to be banned now, before it's too late. We are talking about mirror life, synthetic organisms that quite literally turn natural biology on its head. Mirror life forms contain DNA structures that are the mirror image to all known organisms. In all life on Earth, the DNA double helix is right-handed, meaning its strands, a sugar phosphate backbone, twists to the right. The opposite is the case for proteins, the building blocks of cells, which are left-handed. So what happens when humans engineer a synthetic organism where its DNA twists to the left, while its proteins twist to the right, just the opposite to what is happening in nature? The scary thing is that we cannot say for sure, but many biologists fear the worst. In December, a group of leading figures in the field published a massive technical report warning that the consequences of mirror life could be globally disastrous, possibly even wiping out all life. Now, does this sound familiar? The Bible warns, as I said, that nobody would survive if Christ were not to come back to make an end to this madness. Madness of scientists, madness of governments, madness of the way we rule ourselves. Madness which will bring about the end of life unless God stops it. And God will stop it. And he has to stop it soon because we are moving further and further towards the end of the world. So we have to be awake. We have to watch. We have to make sure that we are not those who are victims of sudden and unprepared developments. I like to encourage you to think about this deeply and also to give thanks to God that he will stop the end of the world. But as I said, it's a very close one. Thanks for listening. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.